गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरु विष्णु गुरु देवो महेश्वरा गुरु साक्षात परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। Good evening. I thought I would read and comment on 9 ways of merging with Shiva. It's from the Introduction to Merging with Shiva. Merger on the great inner path described in this book is already happening in your life and in the life of every soul on the planet, in the natural course of evolution. In Sanskrit, we express merging with Shiva as Shiva Sayujya, intimate union with the divine. 9 progressive ways of merging with Shiva are possible today. In fact, impossible to avoid. Shall we now explore these 9 ways, the wonderful ways of merging with Shiva, as we walk the Sanmarga, the straight path of Dharma? So that's an important point there. In fact, impossible to avoid in Gurudeva's teachings. From the Hindu point of view, everyone on the planet is unfolding spiritually, whether they know it or not. It's just that we all didn't start at the same point in time, but we're going through the same process. It's like every year on Kauai, the high schools have a graduation. Every year there's a new crop, right? So graduating from high school. It's a continuous flow of individuals. So this is the same, that we're moving forward toward the 9th merger with Shiva, but we're all in a different class, so to speak, graduating class. A jiva or soul merges with his potential mother, who gives a physical body to which his astral body is attached. This is the first merger. I bet you forgot that one. It starts at the very beginning here. Then when his first guru, the parents, train him to quell the instinctive mind and become a producing member of the family and the social and global communities, the second merger occurs. Why should these 2 developments be related to merging with the Supreme? It is because Shiva is the life of our lives. Sound familiar, right? Just heard that one. As the venerable saints teach, Shiva is the life of the life of all sentient and insentient beings, the sea of prana ever emanating mysteriously from the all of the allness of his mystery being, by which all life exists and all happenings happen. Therefore, to merge energies with other humans, with all other humans, without making differences, is to find Shivanness in all and within all. Well, that's a very good point there, and quell the instinctive mind and becoming a producing member. So that's what parents need to do. Quell the instinctive mind. Instinctive mind is the part of us that only cares about ourselves, and we have to be taught to one degree or another to care about other people and to fit into the accepted patterns. And Gurudeva is pointing out that's necessary for deeper mergers with Shiva. In other words, if you don't do that, if you never learn to fit in with society, fit in with your family, you can't go on into deeper mergers. Having merged with the biological and social worlds, it then is for the young jiva, embodied soul, to be introduced by the parents to the family guru for spiritual training. Obedience and devotion to the guru is again another merger into Shivaness, for the Satguru is Sada Shiva, or Shiva in form, having realized Shiva in formlessness. So in the Satguru's constant silent emanation that the Shishya thrives, as do flowering trees. Bushes and vines thrive and grow from the sun's silent rays and the occasional showers of rain. No words need be spoken, for both Shishya and Guru know the same. Shishya, having had his training in scripture, divine inspiration of song, meaning and dance from his first Guru, the parents. So it's always great when the parents do a good job. As Gurudeva would say, it makes his job easier. Otherwise, he has to undo. He waste many, you know, it's not really wasting, but because it was supposed to happen. But many, many years are spent undoing what the parents did. In some cases, one of the common problems is being too critical and developing a negative self-concept in the child. They're so critical and demanding, not saying enough positive things, not being supportive enough, the child ends up with a negative self-concept. So there's no way you can find the divine within yourself if you have a negative self-concept. The divine can't be there, right? It can only be there when you have a positive self-concept. If you're feeling positive about yourself, then it's possible that the divine might be in there somewhere. It's worth looking for. But if you're feeling negative about yourself, there's no way. So those are the kinds of undoings that sometimes need to be done. Having walked the Sanmarga through the Charya and Kriya Margas and having disciplined mind and emotions, the Shishya is ready for the fourth merger into Shivaness. This is accomplished through art, calligraphy, drawing divine forms, writing out scriptures in one's own hand, and depicting through drama, by learning and playing music, by having all bodily currents move in the rhythm of the sounds of nature. For nature is nada in the external. It has its own choreography, and this merger is with Nataraja, Lord of the Dance. It is also the merger with knowledge of all kinds, of language and mathematics, of the many sciences and arts. This is an important area that sometimes is hard to fit into modern life. We feel we're too busy to sit there and copy something by hand and develop calligraphy, write Shum, Gurudeva's language of meditation, beautifully by hand. Those kinds of activities, as is being pointed out, help you blend with something. And that ability to blend is what's needed. Even blending with nature, as it's pointing out here, by having all bodily currents move into the rhythm of the sounds of nature. So blending with the sounds of nature is the same idea. So we need to learn to blend with refined cultural areas or with nature to prepare ourselves for going within, going inside and blending. The fifth merger is deeper, endeavoring to penetrate the intuitive world, communing with nature, encountering the many dreams, visions, and other mystical experiences that await the seeker of truth. It is merger with the selfless life of seeing oneself in others and others in oneself, of losing the barriers that divide one from another and the internal world from the external world. It is a harmonious life with a heart filled with love, trust, and understanding for all, desiring to give rather than wanting only to receive. Well, Gurudeva was talking on that area in his talk that we listened to. Losing the barriers that divide one from another. Certainly, a key to doing that is to see Shiva in others. And Gurudeva pointed out how to do that. The light within the eyes is simple way to see Shiva within others, and then going into the energy that created that life takes it even deeper. But as you know, I always jokingly say you have to start with those you're getting along with. It's very hard to see God in someone you're currently shunning or disliking or having arguments with. So you have to find someone you're getting along with this week. Start with them and expand outward. There's a wonderful teaching that Gurudeva gives in this regard. Seeing oneself in others and others in oneself. You can be assured, says Gurudeva, if you consistently have a strong reaction to qualities in another person and you just really can't accept how that person is, that those qualities are in you. Otherwise, you wouldn't care that much. But this is a strong reaction, not a mild reaction. It has to be a strong reaction. You consistently have a strong reaction to a certain person. You feel they need to change. And that means the qualities are also in you. I mean, they're there in that person. We're not saying they're not there. They're there in that person, but the fact you have a strong reaction means it's also in you. So it's a good way to adjust your attitude toward the person because you're really reacting to yourself. You're not reacting to the person. The emotion you're feeling is reacting because of what's in you. David doesn't mention the kind of the basicness of this area. He's looking at it in a higher-minded way, but it's good to mention it, which is in trying to go within deeper and deeper and to deeper areas of merging with Shiva, one of the greatest barriers is caused by not getting along with others. Because that stirs the emotions. If we're not getting along with certain people on a regular basis, then our emotions get stirred when we interact with them or think about them. And that stirring of emotion externalizes us. We can't turn within. You can't sit there and meditate if your emotions are all disturbed. You just go within and find disturbed emotions and you'll have a very short meditation because it won't be enjoyable. You'll come out quickly. So, the whole area of getting along with others by seeing Shiva in them, by realizing that what you really react to in somebody else must be in you, these kinds of approaches can make it easier. And also just realizing that we need to. And if we want to go deeper, we just have to get along with other people. The light that lights each thought picture when traced to its source is the sixth merger. The yoga of detaching awareness from that which it is aware of and being the light that lights the thoughts, rather than claiming identity as being the thoughts. Then tracing this light of the mind out of the mind into the beyond of the beyond. Yea, this is the sixth way we merge into the divine. The Lord of the dance emanates his own lighting effects, does his own choreography, creates his own music, and enjoys, as the audience, his own performance. So that's a monistic point of view. You're both the dancer and the audience, so you're watching yourself dance. One of the beauties of Gurudeva's teachings is that it makes this easy to do, at least to some degree. It may not be a super brilliant, blinding inner light you find, but you can find an inner light and have some sense of accomplishment and peace just by what Gurudeva says here. You know, detaching awareness from that which it is aware of and being the light that lights the thoughts. So rather than being the thoughts, you're that which lights the thoughts. I used to be able to talk about television, but these days it's getting so sophisticated. You have a home media studio or something. I don't know what to call it. We get all these programs that come in on our system, and not one of them comes in on a television channel. It's all coming from the web and iTunes and sometimes DVDs. But anyway, but in the old sense, when you had a television, you would know when the picture tube went out, right? And you couldn't see anything. You could just hear. You know, you could still hear the show, but you can't see it. And then you begin to realize, oh, yes, that's right, the picture tube is what's there and making me see the images. You just kind of take it for granted after a while. You don't really distinguish between the picture tube and the images. But the picture tube is the screen, the light, which the images are on and which can be seen. So to see the inner light, we just have to get rid of the pictures or quiet our thinking mind enough so that only the light which lights the pictures is there. That's the goal. So there's some practices in the Shum language which make that, which allow you to do that step by step. The seventh merger is into the nada nadi shakti, that unrelenting sound heard as an inexplainable E of a thousand Venus being played simultaneously by Vinadara, another form of Lord Shiva, the maker of sound, the composer of the symphony. The nada is traced to its source deep within the within. City of a thousand lights and sounds, for the sound is light and light is sound in this sphere of Satchidananda, all-pervasive oneness with all form. The self flowing through the mind, untouched by it, yet sustaining it in a mightily mysterious way. Again, Gurudeva gives some simple step-by-step approaches to hearing the nada nadi shakti, the high E, which his basic approach is, if you can hear the sound above the right ear and the sound above the left ear and blend them in the center of your head, that's the high E. So it doesn't actually require silence, though that can be helpful when you're first figuring out how to do it. Quiet environment. But it's very internalizing, very profound state. The eighth merger with Shiva is Parashiva. Becoming and being timeless, formless, spaceless is the total transformation of the soul body, the mental body, the astral body, the pranic body, and the physical body. It is the breaking of seals which subsequently makes changes never to be repaired. A new and entirely new process begins. It is the ultimate healing of all karmas, the ultimate knowing of Dharma. That would be an hour talk to comment on that paragraph fully. What does healing karma mean? What does the ultimate knowing of Dharma mean? You know, all these things, pretty profound. But we don't have time for that. So the transcendent aspect of Shiva is called Parashiva, as we know in Sanskrit. And it's timeless, formless, spaceless. Well, how can you conceive of something that's timeless, formless, spaceless? Well, through analogy. That's how you can conceive of it. The one I like is the shower head and the shower. So you just imagine, well, you just visualize shower head and a shower that's on, so the water's coming out of the shower head, right? Pretty simple. And the water represents the energy that Gurudeva was talking about, the all-pervasive energy or prana. It's coming out of the shower head. Now, make the shower head invisible. So you have this water coming out of nothing, or in the analogy, the basic prana, the energy of the universe, is coming out of nothing. How does it do that? It's a good question. It does. So it's nothing, which something seems to come out of. As Gurudeva says, it's the power, the sustaining power of everything that appears to be real, right? So it's the sustaining power, the self-God. It's the sustaining power, but yet it's invisible, it's not there. And if that wasn't enough, there's one more, right? That's only the eighth one. And now, lastly, once the soul evolves out of the physical, pranic, emotional, mental, and causal sheaths, then he gives the names in Sanskrit, Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, and Anandamaya koshas, and they are needed no more, it evolves into Vishvagrasa. And let's stop there. They are needed no more. So that's it's a very interesting point. You can say it another way. What causes us not to be reborn on earth finally? Well, earth is needed no more. In other words, it would be like getting a doctorate in something in the university and then going back to grammar school. I mean, they'd kick you out the first day. Say, you don't belong here. You already did this. So eventually, we do everything there is to do. We don't need it anymore. Gurudeva calls that all dharmas are fulfilled. Beautiful statement. We've done everything. All dharmas are fulfilled. We've been a man, been a woman, been a husband, been a wife, been this. Have to be a doctor, it seems. Been a doctor. IT engineer, those are required nowadays. We've been everything. So it's needed no more. Well, that's part of the requirement for moksha, is to fulfill all dharmas, the other two are resolve all karmas and realize God fully. So, but the point here is needed no more refers to that. We've already done it. And the karma has been resolved. There's nothing, no more karma to be resolved on earth. You have to resolve certain karmas in the inner world. Gurudeva makes a few references to that. We're trying to end on time. 3 more minutes. So that's, and they are needed no more. It gives you a sense. It evolves into Vishvagrasa. So Vishvagrasa is coming up. It explains it, so I won't repeat it. I'll just wait a minute and it'll come around. The ninth and final merger with Shiva, as an infant effortlessly becomes a child a youth, and a youth an adult. Yes, the soul jiva encased in 5 bodies is indeed merged into the emanator, preserver and absorber of the inner and outer universes, as simply as a drop of water merges into the ocean, never to be found again. This is the timeless path the holy Vedas of the Sanatana Dharma proclaim. As a seed becomes a bud and a bud becomes a flower, these 9 steps of spiritual unfoldment are inevitable for all humankind. So sometimes I use the analogy of the bucket and the ocean. Where you take the bucket, you dip it in the ocean, and you've separated water from the ocean. That's like the creation of the soul. And the English word for that is individuated. It's been made an individual. And then Vishvagrasa is just pouring it back in. Once it's poured back in, it's gone. You know, it's just part of the whole. The soul and the whole are one thing, again, as they were in the beginning. So that takes place in the inner worlds. It doesn't take place when you have a physical body in the Saiva Siddhanta teachings. So it's probably a good point to end with, is the 3 experiences realization, liberation, and merger. So different Hindu philosophies have different ways of looking at it. But in Saiva Siddhanta, first we have realization. The specific realization or experience required is of Parashiva, or the transcendent form of Shiva. So we have to have realization. Realization is one of the 3 requirements for liberation, the other 2 being resolving karma and fulfilling all dharma. So liberation is, we're not reborn on earth anymore. That's liberation. But we're still there in the inner planes. You know, we're still a being. Initially, we're very much the same being we were before we dropped off the physical body. I forget the age of the girl. I think she was around 7. Each of the family members asked me a really tough question, and I said, I hope I had enough coffee this morning to answer them. She said, what happens after death? Okay. 7 years old. So that was my point, is we go on pretty much the same person we are. It's just we don't have a physical body, and quite often people are in physical pain. You know, so we don't have any pain anymore. So that's great. But we're, you know, besides dropping off the pain, we're pretty much the same person we were, and then we still keep evolving in the inner worlds. And that eventually leads to Vishvagrasa, or merger, where the water gets poured back into the ocean. So that's realization, liberation, and merger, and thank you very much.